It is the right of the people to have housing. It is our basic human right. Our hunger strike today is a step to gain recognition for that.
That's Dermot O'Kyla of House the Homeless campaign launching a 24-hour hunger strike outside City Hall. It's the latest in a series of stunts this week by the group and follows a controversial banner drop in rush hour traffic over the Jack Lynch Tunnel. A candlelit vigil and sleep out is the next event the group are gearing up for on Saturday night, and they'll be calling on the government once again to tackle the issue as if it were a national emergency. Gary Coleman went on a high-profile hunger strike for 3 days last year in protest at water charges, and he's joining the demonstration today as he feels the government aren't protecting the most vulnerable.
They don't have an option. They have no way out. They're stuck in a hole, and a lot of people don't realise the hole they're stuck in. And you can blame it to addiction, you can blame it to a lot of other things, but it starts with homelessness. Then they end up in serious trouble and there's no way out.
The political response to a campaign like this will be more noted than usual, as the homelessness crisis and the contentious issue of water charges will be high on the agenda for voters ahead of the upcoming general election. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, City Hall.